You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Give me your pardon, sir. I've done you wrong, but pardon, as you are a gentleman, this presence knows, and you must have needs that are heard, how I am punished with sore distraction, what I have done, that might your nature honor an exception. Roughly awake, here I proclaim madness. You're listening to Fast and Loose. Stay with us. Hey, what's up? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. This is Fast and Loose. I don't know if I specified that. Usually I try to get that show line in there. Also, for all you classicists out there. Not really. Actually, no, that's not actually it. No. The classics are Greek and Latin. This is just Shakespeare. Hamlet. Started the show off with Hamlet's apology to Laertes. What does he blame? For those of you non-Hamlet fans, here's a quick synopsis. Hamlet thinks his uncle killed his dad. And then a bunch of confusion happens. Hamlet ends up not killing the right person. Then a bunch of other people die. And then Hamlet, basically, it comes down to the showdown of Laertes, with whom sort of they both blame each other for their craziness. Well, Hamlet doesn't really blame Laertes. Laertes definitely blames Hamlet because Hamlet is to blame. Anyway, Hamlet says, "It wasn't me. It was madness. It was madness. It wasn't me that did all those things to you. It was something else. That was another Hamlet walking around with my name, but I don't know who that is. That is not the person that you're talking to right now. It wasn't me. It was somebody else." That's one of those big things. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Ricœur's treatment of confession. We're not going to call it that. But that's what we're coming off of. Only fastballs today. So hang with us. And thanks for hanging out.
Keep on running around. not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. We could wait for weeks, I'm gonna be right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I might not be him, and it drives me to why. I'm thinking of a man much more than I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. Right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I might not be him, and it drives me to why. I'm thinking of a man much more than waking up fast in the morning, summertime, maybe in the garden, somewhere I'ma be honest, I don't wanna keep you in a boring life. I can pick up when you're calling, keep it real with you always. We can take a real slow down. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it.
Hey, what's up? Nate, Fast and Loose. What did we listen to? We listened to Threat, Rex Orange County Country? Ugh. Boy, can I read. Julian Casablancas, Left, Right in the Dark. Not the Strokes. However, that 2009 Phrases for the Young, I like listen to almost as much as any other Strokes record. So, good on you, Julian. First song, Blow, Fallen Deep, was by Blow. All caps. I don't know if that's an acrostic? Acrostic when it's all caps? There's no periods. Usually that's when you get the nice thing. Anyway, Naked and Famous, Young Blood, first song. I don't think I circled back on that. Anyway, so you know the theme of the show is phenomenology, right? I'm just gonna put that out there as a baseline. The main thing here is that yeah, when you are essentially going from an experience to an idea, right? You experience, say that I did something wrong, you know, and you have that experience, and then the contrition from that experience changes your mind. You literally change into a person who is incapable of making that same mistake again, right? Now you're moving into an idea. Experiences, ideas, experiences, ideas. You're constantly trying to essentially lay ideas on top of the experiences you have, which are, you know, cannot be described by language. Laying those ideas on top. And then you're constantly sort of going back and resolving inconsistencies, right? That sunset was beautiful because of this, this, and this. And then you're like, well, I don't, you know, the third this wasn't like the correct thing. So I'm going to use different language to describe it. So you're kind of going back, you're kind of going back. But anyway, in Confessions, right, it's really apparent the transformation that you've made between like the person that made the mistake and the person who now is trying to own up to it, right? Those are two different people. So it's hard to kind of know who you're talking to. Right? Oh, I can't believe I did that. I was crazy. It was madness. That's what Hamlet says. He says it was madness which if you know, you've read Hamlet or seen Hamlet, Hamlet acts mad a ton of times. Just like throughout the play, you know, just for all kinds of reasons, mostly like smokescreen reasons, but then he's actually kind of crazy for a little while. He acts like he's crazy. And then when he confesses, he says, I was crazy. I cannot be held accountable because I am not that crazy person. I've come to my mind now. I'm owning up to that person being crazy, but now here we are. And what does Laertes say? Right? He goes, the two things he says. He says, I am satisfied in nature, whose motive in this case should stir me most, to my revenge, but in my terms of honor I stand aloof, and will no reconcilement till by some elder masters of known honor I have a voice and precedent of peace to keep my name unignored, ungored. But till that time I do receive your love, your offered love like love, and will not wrong it. For those of you who do not know how to translate Shakespeare on the fly, just like me, Laertes says, I get it. I'm 100%, I forgive you. However, we still live in the world and we're gonna have to fight to the death. That's what he says. I accept your love like love, right? But here's the thing. History will judge me and I have been wronged by you, so we have to fight, right? So we have to fight. That is tough. That is tough, right? The consequences of their actions cause them to destroy one another. Eugh. Hamlet. A lot of morality in there. Let's get back to it. Thanks for staying with us.
between the gaps. Oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. And gather to one corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. And centerfold humility shown. You're not as good as what your mama sold. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody and everything, a pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even try? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just in time.
Is the thrill of the day.
Hey, what's up? Fast and Loose. Nate is talking to you right now. We talked about, this phenomenology of confession. Ricoeur. First name. Pablo? Pablo Ricoeur? Nice freeze. Don't know. Boy, yeah, there he is. A better version of the show knows that guy's name. There it is. All right. Anyway, let's talk about it. We're going to make the turn because it's 36. We're going to make the turn. We're going to talk now about forgiveness. So how do you then forgive? Right? What is forgiveness? Okay. It's something that's felt between these two people. Right? Did Laertes forgive Hamlet? He said he did. He goes, I forgive you. Right? But we still got to fight. There are still consequences. At this point, you might ask, okay, define forgiveness. The only thing I can tell you that forgiveness is, it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling. It's a feeling. And I can't play this whole song. Maybe on a version of, maybe on Nighttime Nate, another version of Nighttime Nate. But it's this, right? This song is it, right here. Right there. Extra massive bonus points for whoever can figure out that song. I'm not going to tell you who can figure it out. Whoever knows that song without me about to tell you. Shabazz Palace is one of the greatest, I think, rappers that are considered, we consider contemporaries. Used to go, was in Diggable Planets, used to go by the rapper named Butterfly. An incredible career. Anyway, there's essentially an entire sort of artist devoted to what is that? It's a feeling. The name of that song is Are You, Can You, Were You, right? And so I can't tell you what forgiveness is, but I can tell you it's a feeling. I'm happy because I'm happy. I'm forgiven because I feel forgiven, right? And forgiveness is a given thing. It's given. It's not controlled. You cannot control if someone forgives you. You are completely in somebody else's hand, especially, right, when you confess to say, look, other person, you have to decide who is the person talking to you. Is it the person who committed the crime, or is it the person who is now, full of contrition, right? And it is up to you, oh judge over my life. Have I done what is necessary? Can justice be served? That's the question. And all you're going to get out of it is a feeling. You're not going to be able to put it into words. And if you can put it into words, write it down because I want to read it. All right. Air France backing me up today. I found this deep in my other playlists. This is one of those, like, this band made this album. It was awesome. And then they were like, yeah, we're never making music again. And you're just sad. And then that obviously, too, like, imbues new meaning to this record every time you put it on. And you're like, ugh. The fact that the future is going to be, like, not any more of this is going to be tough. So I better look to the past. Yeah, I know. Enough of that. All right, back to the music. Actually, real quick, as that goes by. Hers, What Once Was, Clario, Amoeba, great song, Wordless Chorus by My Morning Jacket. More to come. Some Tame Impala.
Get on it.
Hey, what's up? Nate here, fast and loose, WMFO, for like one more second. More like 8.5 times 60 seconds. Never mind. It's fine. It's fine. All right, what do we have here? Played Lost in Yesterday by Tame Impala. Remember that time Tame Impala played all the bumps for NPR's All Things Considered? I do. Because I'm old. I'm old and I listen to a lot of NPR. A lot. Where'd All the Time Go? Dr. Dog, Always Forever by Colts, Flutter Backing Me Up by Bonnaboo. All three of those backups. Because like Rat-A-Tat was at the top. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys hanging out and letting me sort of vamp. As you know, I come straight from class. And these are the things that I'm thinking about when it comes to moral anthropology and the registers of imperfection. Imperfection, by the way, potentially the only way we know anything is real. Think about that ontology. Is just like that. It's the cracks that show us if anything is actually indeed what it is supposed to be. And maybe that's why humans are so good at seeing like flaws so much more apparently than we are of seeing consistencies. I mean, we look for patterns, 100%, 100% what we do. But you can always see like the scratch. Like the classic, my phone. I've got like a scratch in the bottom corner. I never not see that scratch. Never, 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 never not see that scratch. Anyway, one more by the great phenomenologists over in Modest Mouse. I kind of like thought about which one I really wanted to play over here. And I have the one I wanted to play, and then I have this one and the one I'm going to play right now. So anyway, thanks for being with us. This was a lot of fun. I might come back on to sign off. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't, but this will be it. Thank you for all the time that you've given me. Fall, great. All this warmth, it's great too, but also, like, come on. I need the cold weather. I put all my stuff away, so I'm, like, literally wearing just, like, a t-shirt like an idiot. I put all my cool summer clothes away. There it is. Go Jackets, and I'll see you next week. Hey, that was it. Thanks for listening, and stick around. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Got to be tough when things get rough. You got to be tough, and this is a warning. You got to be smart, living in this time. It's not so easy to carry on. So if you are my friend, treat me like a friend. A friend indeed, just in case you never know. To overcome it, yeah. When you lost someone like loved ones, we have to overcome it, yeah. But just in case you never know, to be smart, living in this time. It's not so easy to carry on. So if you are my friend, treat me like a friend in need, and a friend indeed. But just in case you